baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash, sitting down at your job. Got my main man, Father Time. Father Time, what's happening, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do, man. Networking the Father's kicking like we always do about this time on a Tuesday evening.
Whew. For sure.
How your day been? How your day been, brother?
Ah, man. Been long, man. It's been a painful day for me, man. Not one of my better ones.
No, okay. Well, you know, we're gonna get on here and we're gonna do what we do to make this ease the tension a little bit. Well, I don't know if it's gonna ease the tension, but cause no, you know what? Before we even get started, I want to make a point to a lot of people. You know, cause you know, I'm really kind of pissed at something, but I just want to tell you, bro. Remember when you first went to the Marines?
Yeah.
Dude, I want to tell you that when you used to come home, man, I used to be proud to walk down the street with you, man. I did. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, my big brother, Marine. I felt proud. You know what I'm saying? I really did. I felt proud to be walking down the street with you, especially when you had your little Marine jacket on and all that shit. I felt proud to walk down the street with you, man. It felt good to actually walk down the street with you. It really did.
Hey, dog, that's what's up, man.
It is, man. And the thing about it is that, dog, anything that you've ever done that I know that you, okay, that's just like, when you got the Lincoln. You know what I'm saying? I was so happy. I was happy like I got the Lincoln. I mean, I maybe because you let me drive the motherfucker all the time, but you know what I'm saying? For every accomplishment you ever had, man, I was actually proud of you. You know, and I think it's safe to say that you've been proud of me of some things I didn't did.
For sure, man.
Right. So, you know, with that being said, man, it's for the life of me, you know, anybody listen to the show, anybody know us, I mean, yes, we call each other brothers, but, you know, I don't think blood can make us any thicker. But we do have family members that's in our family that just, I don't know if they want to see our demise, our fall. I just really don't understand how the fuck if somebody so close to you, like blood, I mean, motherfuckers, not distant relatives, motherfuckers you grew up with, it's just really just like, oh, man, I want to see them fail. I just don't get that, man. I really don't.
Well, like Tupac said, They just mad because they ain't trying and you is. You know what I mean? That's what it all boiled down to.
Nah, but it's crazy, man.
I mean,
man.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up when it's family because, you know, that shit can
right.
hurt. Because, you know, you take that personally. Because, you know, that's like Donnie. You know, me and Donnie grew up together. Right down the street from
right.
each other. You know, that's like him coming to me saying, man, fuck your show. That shit ain't going to do shit. You wasting your motherfucking time doing that bullshit. That shit would piss me the fuck off because of who it's coming from. You know
exactly.
what I mean? A motherfucker that slept on the floor with me at my grandmama's house. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
coming from him, that shit would hurt my motherfucking heart, man.
Right. We got to give a shout out to Don, man, because he do follow us. He do, you know what I'm saying? He do his thing. He may not be on the show. He may not get on the show, but I do see him doing his thing when he do be fucking with us. So shout out to my boy Don.
Yeah, but if he ever said some shit like that to me, man, I'll punch him in his motherfucking nose. That shit hurt, man. That shit would hurt.
It do, man. It do. And ain't nothing worse than when it comes from family. You know what I'm saying? When it comes from your family. And then it's like they demean you to all the most fucked up people. They demean you to the people that they know don't mean you no motherfucking good. Don't mean them no motherfucking
mm-hmm.
good. So it's like, why the fuck? I mean, these motherfuckers don't give a fuck. These motherfuckers want to see us tear each other apart. They want to see us rip, you know. They want to see that hatred between us. I mean, you know, it's like me and you can argue till the cows come home. You know what I'm saying? Me and,
right.
and we have. You know what I'm saying? But I can honestly
and probably
say
will
that
again.
There's never been definitely. But you know what I'm saying? There's never been no entity to come between us. You know what I'm saying? If me and you get into an argument, it's because me and you had an argument. It's not nothing that, well, you know, man, this, that, and other. You know, this, that, and other. Whoa, hold on. You trying to come tell me something that he said, then 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying? For that conversation to go that long, you had to engage in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it, man. I swear.
That's family for you, man. Family is the last motherfucker to support you. Other than your moms, ain't no love for you. Not coming from the family. You know
man,
what I mean?
That's, yeah. Yeah, I'm knowing exactly
family
what you mean.
It's just like when you let your cousin or somebody move in with you. They figure they ain't got to pay shit because they family. They feel like, shoot, we family. You gonna charge me rent? Hey, motherfucker, they charging me rent. The fuck am I not gonna charge you? I'm gonna let you live for free. Get the fuck out of here. Got me fucked up. But
we'll go pay another
man.
Motherfucker in a heartbeat.
That's the shit that killed me. That shit that kills me to the fullest. You help out another motherfucker, but you won't help out your family. It's crazy.
I didn't like that, dog.
That's family. That's family for you.
Yeah. Well, man, I just like, wow, because it's just so crazy when you actually see the shit. It's like, you know, motherfuckers, I don't know, man. It's Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Dad?
Get out the stove.
My phone died.
No, no.
Dad, while you were shopping?
Yeah, Dad, while she was shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Charge my phone or go get these motherfucking red boots I just seen. Fuck that phone.
All right, I'll charge when I get to the crib. Ain't nobody gonna call me anyway.
Exactly. Right. They know I be late. I be late all the time.
That is not how I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what,
all right.
Pascal, what you think about family? No, I'm saying.
All right. Okay. All right, Janine, here's the scenario. We sit there and we talking about family. We talking about how, you know, the closest people to you are the ones that stab you in the back the most.
Mm-hmm.
Then they feel like they, and then the part thing about it is that they feel like they ain't done shit to you.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, like I was telling all the time, man, there's not been a time where he's accomplished something that I haven't been proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when he went to I was telling him earlier, when he went to the Marines, when he used to come home, I mean, you know, I was still in school, but when he used to come home, I felt proud to walk down the street with him, you know, like, shit, my big brother a Marine. You know what I'm saying? I felt proud about that. You know, when he got the Steinger Langer, hey, shit. Couldn't tell us shit. We was like that motherfucker like Batman and Robin. He couldn't tell us a motherfucking thing. Especially when he cleaned that bitch up. That motherfucker was black. That motherfucker cleaned that bitch up. Oh, shit. And then he put some sounds in it. Look here. Me and that man rode to Minnesota and back. No heat.
And it was in December.
In December, right before Christmas.
Yep.
No heat.
Oh, never forget
some
that.
Covers. wrapped up in covers. How the fuck did we keep the windows defrosted?
I don't even remember, man. I know it was a cold ass fucking ride. I know that.
Man.
But shit, that motherfucker got
long...
up there and back home.
Man, and take in mind, as soon as we got there, that motherfucker like, oh, we leaving. Nigga, is you crazy? Shit, I need to throw out.
Yeah, Blaine pissed me off. She pissed me off.
But I mean, the thing is, like I say, I mean, I've always been proud of any accomplishment he has had. He's always been proud of any accomplishment I have. Now, like I said, anybody that listens to this show know that, no, we're not blood, but like I said before, blood couldn't make us no closer. And it's just like, man, here you got motherfuckers who are, like, I mean, your blood. I'm talking about motherfuckers, siblings, first cousins, shit like that. And these motherfuckers just want you to fail everything you do. And, I mean, for every good accomplishment that you do, I mean, shit, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I think that's sometimes people need that to survive in their own life. Because, you know, it must be something missing in theirs or why they feel like they got to involve themselves in everybody else's business. If you think about it, it got to be something missing in their life, you know, in order for them to wrap themselves up in everybody else's life.
I definitely didn't agree with that.
Don't bring that shit around me. I don't need that negativity.
Right. Because you know what? I knew this one female. I mean, I used to sit there and just look at her. She never had anything good to say about anybody. Nothing. And then it was like, and I'm looking at her like, you ain't all that. And I never forget the first time she said she met me. I was at work. I had my work clothes on. And she drove past me and she seen me. Now, take in mind, I'm at work. I got on work clothes. And she was like, you know, and I seen you. I was like, look at the clothes he got on. Bitch, I'm at work. What the fuck do you want me to wear? And I mean, it was just like everything. everything, dog, everything. And I remember my birthday came, dude, I ain't never, ever paid $160-something for no one outfit. I'm sorry, I've never done it. Even when a motherfucker had the money to do it, I've never done it. Not for a jogging suit, anyway. Not for a jogging suit.
$160 for a jogging suit?
A jogging suit.
Shit.
It was her.
What the fuck they do that
it was her birthday. Exactly. It was her birthday. I had some extra money. So I said, fuck it. She kept saying that she wanted this jogging suit. She wanted this jogging suit. Dude, I gave her the money to get the jogging suit, and the motherfucker turned around and looked at me and was like, that's cool, but damn, you couldn't buy me the shoes to go with it?
Well, you know what? That's your fault. You should have called me, and we could have went to the strip club. But it is
right.
What it is.
You're absolutely right. I can't blame nobody but myself.
Shit, we could have made it rain that night.
Dude, hurricanes all around.
I mean, what
man,
did you
it
do?
Was like,
no way.
And what did you do?
I tried to snatch the money back, but she locked the door.
Yep.
I would have
caught a case for B&E. I'd have been bringing the insurance in that motherfucker, get my money back.
No, she was in the car. She's in the car. And I tried to, and you know, when she said it, I guess the look on my face get the shit out of it. Was cold outside. So the window was already like halfway up. And I guess the look on my face when she said it and I turned around and I reached, you know, I reached, but she managed to get the window up. And she just kept saying, okay. And I'm studying like, I'm like, roll down this motherfucking window. I don't know if she thought I was finna hit her or whatever, but I just wanted my money back. Because
I'm
like, I'm
sorry,
man,
I
never.
I wouldn't give you shit back. I wouldn't give you shit back. Now, I'd apologize for saying, you know, give me the shoes too, but you ain't getting that money back. I got to agree with her on that one. No, you ain't getting that back.
But it was just the fact that, dog, that was the first time in my life I ever done that, man. And it was just like, you know, and I really thought I did something, you know, because I'm like, shit, $160 for a jogging suit? I ain't got no jogging suit cost $160.
She done fucked it up for everybody else.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. I'm gonna rap after that. That was a motherfucker would. I'm like, shit. Is you crazy?
I can't see spending that much money on no damn, on no, not no one motherfucker. Man, you know how many pair of M1s I can get for $160, dog? They $25.
I know, man.
I can get six pair of M1s. For $150 and some taxes. And that's for one motherfucking
right.
jogging suit.
Yep.
That motherfucker
one
better
jogging suit.
That bitch better be pre-pressed and everything. He better wash his
shit. Right. I ain't gonna lie,
no
dog.
I can spend that much money on some clothes. I cannot spend that much.
And that's the thing, dog. I was like, you know, I was sick behind it, like, but then I'm like, fuck it, man, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck it, man, I'm going to do it, and,
no, I can't do it,
after that, no, hey, man, just a reminder, a little tidbit, man, we up to 4,100 views.
You know, last time I saw it was at 4K.
Yeah, 4,100.
But I will tell you this about that. I'll tell you this about that. Now, you said $106 on one jogging suit.
Well,
I didn't get my first pair of Jordans until I was 47 years old. And them motherfuckers was about 10 pairs later. Old-ass pair of Jordans. So ain't no damn way. And they were $89 when I bought them. So you know they was old as fuck. And you dabbling that on one jogging suit.
Yeah.
Man, she got you with the Okie Doke, dog. Did you see the price tag on the jogging suit?
No.
Yeah, I saw the receipt and everything.
It's a lot of stuff that costs that much. But, you know, if that's the type of person you were with, I mean, I'm sure you knew she must have been a high-priced type person. That like all that name
brand. And here's the thing. No, she wasn't. But then you expected me to be that. I'm looking at your wardrobe. Your wardrobe came from Rainbows. You're a Rainbow shopper. Know what I'm saying? Ain't none of your shit. None of your shit come from no high end stores. Nothing. But you expected me to be this high end motherfucker? Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. I make shit look good. God damn it. I ain't spending a whole lot of money. I just make
Hell
shit
no.
look good. You know what I'm saying?
They're just like.
Go ahead, man.
Well, what you mentioned in the Rainbow, man, like that's what my wife do most of her shopping. That's like her coming to me on her birthday, talking about I want to go get this outfit. We leave the crib, and I'm like, why the fuck we pull up in front of Macy's? You all shopping this motherfucker? No.
That was the scenario. That what you just said was the scenario. It was like. You know, and I'm like, okay, it's your birthday. You know, it's your birthday. Cool. No problem. You know what I'm saying? It's your birthday. I had some extra money. It's your birthday. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't want nobody to outdress you at your birthday party. And I can understand that. You know, it's your night. I mean, dog, for you to sit there and look at me like, shit, you ain't going to buy the shoes?
Yeah,
you did better asking me about. You did better. If that's what you wanted, you did better asking me for the whole package right then and there. Don't sit there and then act like what I just gave you wasn't good enough. But
I
think we kind of veered off the subject. But nevertheless, my point was that, you know, she was just one of them type that she just put down. And I mean, every family member that she had that did something good, she just put them down constantly. No matter, man, I'm talking about sisters, brothers, motherfucking nephews, nieces, kids. It's like, damn, do you ever say anything good about anybody?
Do you know what they're going to be 20 years from now? They're going to be that motherfucker sitting in a rocking chair. On the front motherfucking front porch talking about stay off my grass. Lonely than a motherfucker.
Yep.
Exactly who they gonna be.
Miserable.
Every neighborhood got that one motherfucker. Always talking about stay off my grass. Ain't got nobody with them. Living by themselves. He's miserable as hell.
Yeah.
I can't stand to be around a miserable motherfucker, man. It just kills my vibe, man. I hate that shit.
And I'm gonna tell you, man, and I knew that some bullshit was coming every time she opened her mouth. Because whenever some bullshit was coming, her first words was, you know. And when she said that, I'm like, here we go. And I swear, ain't that. And one time she just said, and I was like, shut the fuck up. She's like, you know, I was like, man, just shut the fuck up. And I just got up and walked out.
Well, there's negative people everywhere. You got negative people all over the world, man.
soon as you heard her say, you know, she was finna say something negative about you. She was finna say something negative about you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Dog, negative. Finna say something negative about you. And I, man, I mean, I would just hear her just like, you know, man, a sister could do, like, man, I think a sister graduated from, you know, I can't remember what school it was, but it wasn't, it, like a vocational college. And, you know, my thing is, shit, she graduated. Shit, fucking be proud of her. Shit. You know, it's not like she really graduated from a real college. Damn, what the fuck are you doing?
Sound like energy.
Man, I'm telling you, it was horrible. But it's just like those negative type people, and they wonder why their life is so filled with negativity. Because y'all some negative motherfuckers. Y'all want to bring everybody else down because you down.
Mm-hmm. And then you see the shit coming and try to warn them. I used to warn my daughter's mother all the time. I tell her all the time, you need to change your train of thought. You need to change it. Because that shit ain't going to get you nothing. You're going to be lonely and miserable forever. You know, this. Of course, this was after we figured it ain't going to work for about the third or fourth time. And, you know, once we decided it was over, I felt I could say that shit to her then. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be lonely than a motherfucker. I mean, shit, what she going to do?
You should have told her that when y'all were together.
No, because then I don't want to hear all that bullshit. See, if I say it when we ain't together, I could just turn around and leave. I ain't got to listen to it.
You know
exactly.
What?
You gotta pick your moments. You got to pick your spots. And that was one of my spots. And I jumped all over. You're going to be miserable as hell.
I ain't mad at you.
You're the hardest motherfucker in the world to love. Man, let me tell you something she did, man.
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Delifa, what's happening?
Hi, everybody. Hello.
I saw a little picture you posted. Yeah, I'm gonna rap to you about that. Ha 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 ha. You saw my comment, right?
No, I'm just saying you might want to be a little quicker than that.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me tell y'all what she did. It's her birthday. Matter of fact, we had just got back together, and she just moved up here. It was her first birthday in Minnesota. We struggling like a motherfucker, right? And it's like a Tuesday. You know, her shit's September the 15th, too, dog.
Really? I didn't know that.
September the 15th, yep. September 15th, dog. Maybe that's why we didn't get along.
You give Virgos a bad name.
Well, I mean, when you put two Virgos together, you know what I'm saying, shit don't work. Hence, look at all the bullshit me and you done been through. We both Virgos, and we just can't see eye to eye on a lot of shit. Some shit we can, some shit we can't. But it's our birthday, we struggling. I mean, we ain't got a lot of money in the house. She just moved up here. And she was at work. So I went to go pick her up from work. Now, take in mind, I told her her birthday was on Tuesday. Tuesday morning when I dropped off at work, I say, look, we're going to have to celebrate your birthday on the weekend when I get paid. She was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
I go to pick her up. We get to the house. Ain't no birthday shit in the house. No balloons, nothing, right? And she got an attitude. She got mad about it. Well, why you didn't do nothing for my birthday? I just told you this morning, you know we ain't got no money. We ain't got no money. You know how much money we got in the house. I told you we gonna celebrate on a weekend. And man, she blew it up, dog. She thought it was a trick, I guess. I'm telling her straight up. Ain't going to be shit in that. She expecting balloons, cakes,
motherfuckers jumping out of the closet, surprise, surprise. And dog, we actually ended up getting into a motherfucking fight that got physical. That's the night that she called the police on me and they put me out of my house. It's my crib. She ain't even on the lease. It's my crib. And them summer bitches put me out of my own house. I was hot to the motherfucker about that. But at the same time, I told her, Janine, if we together, it's your birthday. I say, baby, we can't celebrate your birthday till the weekend. Are you going to be expecting something when you get home? Honestly,
It depends. I think us women, we do think like that. We like, oh, he's just peeing. But if it don't occur and it wasn't a joke and you were for real, I'm not going to get mad about it because you did tell me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's my whole point. I told you up front we ain't going to be able to do shit. And then you know we ain't got no money. You just started. You got your first check yet.
Honey, we can't let you out the door too close. You gotta have a ride first.
Really?
Put your foot up, baby.
Really?
I'm sorry, Mom.
Really?
I know, but I can't let you out the door, baby.
Find the mute button, please.
Okay.
Baby, lift your feet up.
I'm not up right now.
Okay, we finna talk shit about her. We done told your motherfucking ass, if you at work, don't press that goddamn button. Now you got these old crazy-ass
right.
old people on here talking about some, I don't want to go. I don't want to take a bath. I don't want to go there. What the hell?
Right.
Oh, all
right, dog, let me flip the script, man. You and your girl, it's your birthday. She tell you, baby, we going to celebrate this weekend. You getting mad when you come to the crib and ain't shit there?
No, she told me.
See, that was my whole point of you got to change your train of thought. You can't do that shit. And then called the police on me on her birthday. Man, I put that month, man. I slapped her ass in the full Nelson first. I spent the ass around and got ready to choke slam her ass, man. Kids hitting me in the back with a hammer.
God.
Get off my mama.
God damn.
Man, that shit got physical, dog. I mean, that shit went from 0 to 100, dog, in like 2 seconds. Next thing I know, man, I'm ready to choke slam my ass. I told her we wasn't going to be able to do shit. She know there wasn't no damn money in the house. She ain't brought no money in the house. She just started working. And I get paid on Thursdays. And it's Tuesday. Shit, we broke on Tuesday if I don't get paid till Thursday.
Oh,
that motherfucker tripped out. She straight lost it. She just expected everything. Yep. And motherfucking police made me leave out of my house. I said, if I come back,
but
all
did
my
you
shit
used
destroyed,
to do
I'm
stuff
suing.
Like that?
Nope, that's
did
the first time I ever got
things
go
like
with her.
No, I mean, like, surprises.
No, hell
you know,
no.
You never used to surprise her with stuff? Or,
no,
or she
never,
wasn't
we
expecting.
We never done stuff like that. We never
oh,
done stuff like
okay.
that. And she ain't never surprised me, and I ain't never surprised her, ever.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know where she got that thought from in the first place.
She wasn't thought this was going to be the first. She's all handcuffed. Handcuffed that
she
good shit.
I don't know what she thought
she's
that.
Jumping in. She walking slow through the door thinking people going
right.
She walked into
no
the
surprise.
Kids doing their homework. Ain't no surprises. I told you. Shit, we ain't got no motherfucking money. I'm working at White Castle.
Mm-mm-mm.
And we 5 deep in the house with only one check. What the fuck you think? I mean, come on, man. That shit is retarded, man. It's amazing, man. that we try so many times to stay together, man, and this shit, you see shit, and you just choose to ignore it. You just ignore it. You see it ain't working. But you just ignore it. And then shit like that happens. That motherfucker, my police told me, said, man, if I got to tell you one more time, you going to jail. I said, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's my house. That motherfucker said, if I got to tell you one more time, you going to jail. I said, lucky I got to go to work. So I work at midnight then. The only reason I left, I was working midnight. Mm-hmm. I called, man, dude, it got so bad, I called my mama, man. That's how bad it got, dog, for real. I called my mom.
Mama.
My mama was there.
Mama! Well, what the fuck you want?
I actually called my mom. Come whoop her ass for me, man. I called her ass, man. Straight up, I did, dog. True story. My mama got there. The police got me all up on the wall. She tripping. Everybody's
so your mama not like her? Your mama didn't like her?
Couldn't stand her. Couldn't stand her with a passion. Hated her with a passion.
Mm.
She really did not like her. You know what I mean? But, you know, that goes back to, you know, she was one of those baby mamas, you know, I ain't gonna let you see the baby and all that kind of shit. See, that goes back to those days.
Oh, yeah. So has there ever been a woman your mom liked? I mean, that's goes for both of y'all.
Well, she likes my current wife. She didn't like my ex-wife, but she likes the current one, so.
Okay. Okay.
At least she said she did.
You said that's what she said. That's what she said. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Well, my mama, the woman would have to figure it out because my mom was so nonchalant. It's like, you know, you could be like, and Father Time can attest to this, you could be like, Mom, I just got shot. Guess you shouldn't have been doing what you was doing.
Yeah, she don't show, she don't show too much emotion. At least she don't show it on the outside anyway.
Right. It's like, so you really, I mean, to be honest, you don't know what my mother's thinking. And I mean, because her thing is, she addressed everybody the same way. You could be like, hey, how you doing? Hey. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You like, Mom, you going to say something else? All right, how you doing?
I'd be like, damn, man, your mama don't like me or something? I ain't even
that shit. Right. Well, I mean, of course, she talks to them, but, you know, like him, you know, she talks to the clique, but, and see, that's the thing, man. She would see you and be like, hey, now let's just say if it's me, you, and Father Time outside. You could be like, hey, how you doing? She'd be like, hey. Now, she would look over at him and be like, boy, come over here and give me a hug. I mean, you'd be like, damn. I mean, so it's like, you know, as far as, like, she look at my friends like, you know, them her kids too. Cause we've been around each other for so long. But anybody else, she's just no emotion. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. If you can get her past, like, let's just say if you knocked on the door that's asked if I was there. Hey, is Kaz there? If you can get her to go past, nah, he ain't here. She like you. If you can get her to say, hey, how you doing, or where you been, or how's it been going, you good. But if she like, nah, he ain't here. What's your name? I tell her you came by. Nah. It's like, it's over. So if you can get her to talk, then you're good. Now, I ain't gonna say she's gonna hold no hour conversation.
But you know how they say, we always, especially when we were young,
our mothers, or, you know, would always tell us, or for us, our fathers would always tell us, that ain't the one. But that always seems to be the one we go toward.
But
you
know
what?
I'm still hearing that.
I'm going to tell y'all something. As a stepfather, I used to do that. And every time I did it, the shit always came true. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker end up doing this, end up using you, doing this, doing that. Turned out to be a rotten-ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get no credit for that shit, because I told you up front, something ain't right with that motherfucker. I ain't feeling him. Watch yourself with that motherfucker, and what happens? Motherfucker's going to jail. All kinds of crazy-ass shit. But I don't get no credit.
Mm-hmm.
I told you 6 months ago the motherfucker wasn't right. You don't listen to me.
You know we ain't gonna get no credit as no parents. We ain't give our parents no credit. Even I ain't ever gonna go back and tell my mama she was right.
I do.
No.
I told my mama she was right about my daughter's mother. I said, "Mom, you was right. I didn't listen. I wish I would have listened, but I didn't." But you were right. That's the only one ever.
I'm still hearing it. I told you. I'm telling you, she's saying, man, to this day, I told you. Okay. Yeah, can you imagine hearing that for 18 years? I told you. I told you. You know, because us is, I can attest to him calling his mom, because deep down, me and Tama, we're mama's boys. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had no other choice to be.
I think that's the man and, you know, his mother relationship. A girl ain't going to do that with her mother. That's what I'm saying. You know, because we are
Why some girls don't get along with their mamas? That is crazy to me.
Most women don't get along with their mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm saying, why? You would think they would be best fucking friends.
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm close with my kids, but me and my mother just didn't have that type of relationship. You know what? I think our generation, there was a rebellion going on. That's how I look at it. It was a rebellion of women saying, we tired of this shit. We ain't going to do this shit no more. We stopping the cycle. See? That's where the whole rebellion came from.
Yeah, look at y'all kids now. I'm just saying, the generation. Y'all should have kept that shit going, cause the kids y'all motherfuckers got now, you motherfuckers horrible.
No, and I meant like stuff like, you know, that fighting and getting beat on. That was a generational thing. You know what I'm saying? That went all through my family. You know, my grandmother dealt with it. She worked hard. She had to come home. You know, they had all these children. You working in the kitchen, working, and then he want to come home drunk, and he fighting you. And then, you know, then you see your mother go through the same thing. It was like women started like, I'm not going through this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do it. So it just it just became like a rebellion type thing. Now, yeah, some things we should have listened. I'm not saying everything that they were trying to tell us was wrong. I'm not saying that. But I think it was so, we were so trying to rebel, trying not to continue that cycle. We just rebelled against everything. We rebelled against too much. Because I ain't listening to that nut. I was saying you right now. I ain't listening to that. That's what she said. I was fighting in church and everything. You know, that was blasphemy.
You make a good point.
Sister, you gonna have to take her up out of here, sister. Get out of
Look,
here. Ain't gonna be no banging in church.
She trying to slap me in the face. I'm doing them karate chops on her.
On your mama?
Yeah. Stopping her.
Beat the fuck out of us.
Because she wasn't fast enough. Then she gonna get mad. Stop blocking my hits. Is you crazy?
That shit was unheard of in my house. I could see my mama slap coming a mile away, but I still took it. I didn't try to grab my hand. I took that motherfucker. I saw it coming. Oh, she about to hit me. Let me tense up and take this shit. She don't even hit that hard.
Nope.
There's no way
I saw
I would grab my mama hand. No fucking way.
I mean, she
shot my father. Shot at my brother. Dude, I'll be the motherfucker if she killed. Fuck that.
I don't know. It was just that whole generation, I really feel, was like that. In certain ways, I think we were all rebellious.
You talking about our generation or our mom's generation?
No, our generation rebelled against a lot of stuff.
I mean, it was different for everybody.
That didn't go on in my house. Wasn't no rebellion.
We didn't
know what that word meant. Rebel. Better get your punk ass in there and wash some dishes like I told you to. Hey, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see rebellion going on in your house? In your mama house?
Nah. I gotta tell you though. Y'all dropped the ball. Y'all dropped the ball on them kids. Them motherfuckers
did.
And it was just because it's just like, you know, it was, oh, I ain't raising my kids the way my mama raised me. I mean, like I said, not you per se, but I'm just saying, it's like, man, these motherfucking kids is like, shit, y'all should have been fucking these kids up.
You know what, man? We had that conversation before. We had that conversation before. And I'm sticking by what I said when it was just me and you talking about that shit. I don't have a problem with raising my child the way my mother raised me. Because, goddammit, I ain't got no felonies. I'm respectful. Ain't shit wrong with the way my mama raised me. So if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for her. And I believe
that. But did you?
Did I what? I raised my daughter the exact same way my mama raised me.
Really?
I can't go with that one, dog. I'm sorry. I can't go with that one.
I don't believe
you.
You
did not.
You
did not. I'm sorry. Neither one. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. Neither one of us did, man. Neither one of us did. I'm not going to. I'm not being funny. You say what?
I say, how do you figure?
Because, dog, we let these kids get away with mass murder, man. Come on. Our daughters. Our kids got away with murder, man. Our kids say shit that we wouldn't even thought about saying.
Well, that part is true, but like I say, I didn't beat her. I didn't beat her for everything
okay.
that she did wrong.
No, so with that being said, you didn't raise her the way that your mama raised you. Because I can attest to the fact I probably could get away with more than you could. You couldn't get two words in without that motherfucking open hand slap coming. I might get away with three or four. You couldn't get away with one. So to sit here and say that, I raised my daughter the same way. No, your daughter didn't say, your daughter and mine, they done said some shit that if it was our mothers back then, they'd have got fucked up. But they get away
That's
with that
true.
Shit because we didn't raise them the way. I mean, we may took some of the things, but we didn't take everything. We didn't. If we'd have took everything, dog, these motherfuckers wouldn't have got half the shit that they got. Oh, come on, man. We was coming out the pocket every fucking every. I mean, I didn't call you. You didn't call me. We've been coming out the pocket for years. Motherfuckers got told no real quick when we was young. Hey, can I get no? Or can I get no? And don't ask me no motherfucking more. Now, you ask me again, I'm going to slap the shit out you. But, there you go. See, I told you. We didn't do none of that shit.
Well, that's
so,
what I'm saying is, as far as the, you know, the beliefs, shit like that.
What? That
I ain't talking
what
about
beliefs?
The beat downs.
Okay,
you know,
so what beliefs
people,
are you saying?
You treat people with respect, treat people the way you want them to treat you, shit like that.
Come on, man. Let's be realistic. Your daughter got a mouth on her. Your daughter got a mouth out this world.
Yes, she does.
So, okay. Mine do too. All mine do. So, no, that didn't work. It didn't work without the beating.
Well, you may have a point to that.
Without the beatings, it just don't work.
I don't see nothing wrong with a beating. Beat that ass. That's the problem now. I wish I would have beat my daughter more. I really do. She wouldn't be the way she is now. I wish I would have fucked her up.
Okay, so
I'm a totally different person.
With that being said, you didn't raise her the same.
So I didn't raise her, beating her down. I didn't do
no,
that.
No, scratch that. No, man, come on, man. Scratch that whole statement that I raised her the same way my mama raised me, because you didn't. Dude, I'm
agreeing with you.
Both. Right, so you did scratch the statement. Statement was wrong. You didn't raise her like that.
Well, I should have. I should have raised with more beat downs.
There you go.
I
agree.
She kicked ass for everything she did.
Right.
And I love my baby. And I told her about that one motherfucker. I mean, he was a nice kid and everything. But I told her, you know, he just don't strike me right. He's a nice kid and everything. And what'd he do? That motherfucker hit and quit. Got ass over there crying. Now you crying. But you didn't want to listen to me. Look at you now. Listen to your daddy, I know.
Well, hell. Hey, trust me. I know how it go. Man,
you know
shit.
They ain't going to listen. They ain't going to listen until they go through their own shit. And then they want to come crying to you, asking you for stuff. Mm-hmm. I told my daughter, her son's father wasn't shit before she even had the baby. That's why I was trying my best for her to leave him. Don't have no kids with him. Goodness, had a child with him anyway. He didn't want to help you. What makes you think he want to help you have a baby?
That's amazing.
There you go.
That is amazing to me. I mean, you see, it's right there in front of you, and you
exactly.
Just don't put two and two together.
Exactly. He don't want to pay no bills. He don't want to help with the rent. It was her car. Everything was, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that a man can't have, you know, I know y'all have to get to a place, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have a problem helping somebody get, you know, to where they need to be. But when he allowing
right.
you to do everything, you know what I'm saying? It's like he wasn't even trying. He was okay and content with her working doubles. You know, car breakdown.
Did he work?
Did it fix.
Did
yeah,
he work?
When he went to work, it'd be days he'd decide he not going. And then he'd get, you know, his check. Oh, my check's short. Well, you missed 2 days. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, Oh, well, I can't. I mean, that's how it was. And I'm just looking like, is she serious? And I'm just looking like, I can't believe this shit here. He totaled her car. She had to get it fixed. You know, now her car look messed up. She can't even get another car. Can't trade it in because it's all fucked up. You know, they ain't together no more. But it took years for her to finally see that. And I mean, I'm just like, I saw that. The first time I seen it, her father passed away, gave her his truck, okay? She didn't have to pay for it, nothing. So she was going to work, you know, had her own little stuff. She's always had her own stuff. I always made sure she was prepared for life. And here he come. So he don't got no, you know, he ain't got no car. He don't really have too much going on, but he finds a job. So, of course, she helps him, you know, by taking him to work. I don't have no problem with that. His first paycheck. Now, mind you, he ain't got no money. She been taking him to work, you know, till he get his first paycheck or whatever. She calls me from her job. She can't make it home because she ain't got no gas. I said, what? I said, why you ain't got no gas? Well, I thought he was going to give me some money when he got his first check, but he went out of town with his boy. And left you at work with no gas?
All right, Janine.
Who does it?
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. I'm gonna let you in on a secret, okay? Don't tell nobody. It's just between between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking the shit out your daughter. Sorry to be the one to break the news to you. He was tearing that ass up. For her to put up with all that shit, he was long John dunking her ass.
Really?
Why would she put up with it?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I just don't know.
She was like, beat it up, Daddy. He like, I am. I ain't got no money, but I'm going to beat this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. She ain't got no gas to get home. He just bounced.
Right. Fuck it.
That's some pimp shit right there.
I'm on my way to the moon, bitch. I'll be back.
Hey,
there you go.
Be safe.
Don't hit no clouds.
Well, is he around now? I mean, does he do anything for his baby now? How old is the baby now?
He almost two. Mm-hmm. He almost
two. Are they still
together? No, they broke up after the baby was born. Probably like 6 months. He just left. He just decided to leave.
Damn.
Exactly.
I told you I wasn't ready for all this yet.
Damn. I mean, how many months was she crying?
That
shit had to hurt her. It had to hurt her heart. It had to. To take care of a motherfucker like that and then they just bounce on you, that shit's got to hurt.
I mean, I ain't no woman,
but that's got to hurt.
I'm sure it did, but you know what? I didn't have no sympathy. I just did. I don't know what it was. And she came over here. And all I heard is, just boo crying. I came down, what the hell is this? And my other daughter was here. She was home from college. And she down there, I guess she trying to talk to her, whatever. And I said, what's wrong with her? What is she crying like that for? She was like, he left her. He said he ain't coming back. I was like, all right, I'm going back upstairs.
Wow. Come on, sister. Come on, sister.
And we was just talking about that. Time to be fucking you over. We was just talking about
her.
That. Fuck her.
No. You know what? I've been dealing with that for 4-5 years. I had been had it.
Hold on now.
I had been trying
Hold
to
on.
Her. I was the one helping. Mm-hmm.
1 minute, hold on. I think Big Mike got something to say to you about that one. Big Mike.
Nah,
yeah,
I just got listening. Nah, I just got through listening to a scenario for 106.7 here.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, motherfucker, what is it?
Nah, what I'm saying is I was off of like a little scenario. Nah, they were saying that like this one lady, this one guy went on the date, whatever. But the thing is that, you know, she called a flat and the dude called Triple A, but the problem was Triple A took too long, but the chick gets out the car and changed the tire, and you know, and she had an attitude, but and then not only that, the chick did not call the dude back again after that.
Well, first of all, if she can change the tire, why the fuck she calling AAA? She should have changed it
the dude called AAA, and she had and I guess she felt like, you know, they was taking too long. And I'm like, wow.
Okay, and both so of you these saying she changed the tire and the dude was standing there?
Yeah, dude was standing there, didn't do nothing.
Well, it's called Triple A there.
Wow. I was just like, okay. But the thing is
bitch, put your ass down. Triple A on their way. Shit. Let me do it.
And both of these two was not in no relationship. They was not in no relationship.
Okay, they was out on a date, right?
On the day, yeah.
Now, see, here's where I say that I think that he probably tried to, well, hey, baby, let me call AAA, you know, trying to impress her. Like, hey, I call my AAA, they come out. But see, AAA didn't come out fast enough. Now, this bitch is patient because she's ready to go. She probably didn't want to get on the date anyway. So, fuck her. Hell, now
you
call
AAA.
I ain't finna get my motherfucker's
five
she's dirty.
I mean, yep. I'm not finna let that woman change no tire, man.
Hey, Sit your ass down.
Oh, man. I don't agree with that.
Now, if the heat wasn't working, that's something different. But, motherfucker, hey, if you had that car warm, the heat blowing, and I done called AAA, because you only get, what, three AAA?
Yeah, you get
three.
You get three tolls.
Hold on, bitch. I done used one of my free AAA calls. Shit, you better sit back.
Dude did not change no tires. She didn't call him back after that.
Good. I ain't want to talk to her anyway. Ungrateful bitch.
Wow.
I mean, if it was cold outside, I don't think neither one of them should have been changing no tire.
That was
my question to ask. That was the reason I asked, were they on a date? So that they on a date, they just met. I mean, he's probably dressed up, she's probably dressed up. Hell, I'm not trying to get dirty. Let these motherfuckers go on and change it. You know, then let them change it, then we going on our date. We might miss these reservations, but we can find a fat burger somewhere. Shit, fuck
it. I totally disagree. I totally disagree. Baby, if you're patient, fuck it. I'll change the tire. I ain't got no problem with changing the tire.
Right.
See, I might get my dick sucked tonight. I'm changing that tire.
That's his whole ulterior motive. Now you get like a jackass with some dirty ass clothes because she didn't drop that. All right, see you later. Now here's the first thing wrong with that. Now if they're on their first date, why she driving?
Exactly.
She might have wanted to drive. I don't went out on dates with girls that drove. I don't got no. If you want to drive, she drive. I can save my gas. I ain't got no problem with that.
And she gets out the car and she gets out the car and change the tire. I said, damn.
I just wouldn't have let her. I don't care how the date was going. We could be having a horrible time on a date. Date could have been fucked up throughout. I still wouldn't have let the woman change. I would have changed.
I just called AAA. God damn, what more you want me to do? I'm not messing up my motherfucker brand new motherfucker, Steve Madden. You out your goddamn mind.
Man, I'd have been in my $160 jogging suit changing that tire for that girl. Come on, girl.
I mean,
see?
If she wanted something to do, she could have sucked his dick in the car. Shit. You
damn right. Now, there you go. Now,
I'm down with that one. I got a tie
and
in on that.
Be patient with the hell.
When
they'll get there, shit, let them
change. All right, turn the heat on. Let the heat blow a little bit. Shit, don't
even let's get some friction moving. Get some movement going.
Yeah.
Get some heat in here.
Let's get it on.
I would have changed
time. And you would.
Don't y'all scare the AAA man away now. AAA man don't want to walk up on that shit.
The windows will be fine.
Yes, he do. Well, yeah, windows fogged up.
Windows be all fogged up.
Hell yeah.
That's some good ass friction going on to make the windows steam.
Let the truth be known. If you listen to WTLC here in Indianapolis, it'd be some good scenarios on here, too.
He's gonna call
another
radio show he listening to.
Right, Mike, how the fuck you gonna call them plugging them? How you gonna call this radio show plugging them about? Is that a bitch? Come on now, Mike. You gonna call and plug another motherfucking radio station? Hey, y'all need to call Mike. Kiss my ass. You done kissed me on that. What a bitch y'all have. Oh, y'all need. He just gonna get all our listeners. Look, we had 6 callers drop. What the fuck? Mike, don't you ever get back on here saying no shit like that.
Oh, my goodness.
God. Oh, yeah, because I ain't
Mike,
changing
let me
my
ask you, man.
What a...
It's your scenario, man. Would you have changed a woman's tire?
I mean, it depends on the situation, but if I got AAA, I ain't changing no tire.
I guess I'm the only motherfucker that went out there and changed tire, huh? I mean, if
I
she
mean,
started doing
she,
her...
I mean,
if she,
but if she wouldn't have said nothing, she would have been patient and just would have sat there, would you have went out and just changed the tire just because?
I would change the tire regardless. I would have changed the tire. She said we got a flat. You got a spare? I'll go out there and change it right quick. I ain't tripping. Hold on. Pop the trunk.
I don't have no problem with that.
It's best to have AAA because if you ain't got it, you might as well get out and change the tire.
Right, now what if he did
that? I mean, but I'm saying
somebody
who wants to get out in the cold and change the damn tire, me or him, if we got AAA? We got to wait 30 minutes. Time to
hell.
Well,
I'm saying, what if you don't have AAA? What if you ain't got no motherfucking roadside
assist?
Okay,
well,
see, you ain't saying that. I mean, if you ain't got AAA, then you motherfucker got to change the tire. But if I got AAA, bitch, sit your ass down and suck with dick.
Well, damn. Okay.
Damn. Well, I would have changed the tire, man.
And that's why you wouldn't have got your dick sucked. That's why you don't get your dick sucked.
Nah, if I change the tire, she down now.
No, motherfucker, you just changed the tire because Brad just called an hour ago saying that, he'd be home in 20 minutes. Now, you didn't change the tire. She didn't drop your ass off the window to go suck Brad's dick.
That's why she's going to have four flats in the morning. She's going to wake up, she's going to need Triple H again. Because I'm flattening all four of them motherfucking tires.
Yeah.
Now tell Brad.
Well,
I would like to like to get bent over while sucking the dick too, damn it. Can we just get it all the way in? Fuck it.
You say what now?
I'm just saying, can we get it all the way in? Just might as well go and get it all the way in. We contract.
Look, we had the police, everybody out there. Somebody just changed the time. Shit, we don't give a fuck which one of you motherfuckers. Whoever
just changed the motherfucker.
Let us knock on the window when you're done.
Right. Let us know you're through.
Exactly.
Let me be the AAA man and pull up on some shit like that. Yeah, all right.
You're going to change the goddamn color. That's what you're going to do.
Right. Exactly.
So what? Yeah. You don't get mad because I'm fucking?
Done.
What else
you
supposed to do?
Man, y'all going to have two.
Okay, Tom.
Oh, my bad.
I mean,
okay, Tom.
We had to keep warm, though. I mean, you know, it's cold outside.
Exactly.
Body heat.
Exactly.
Boy, he showed. Boy, haters coming all sides.
Look, you just keep that jack steady. You just keep that jack steady.
Right. Hey, man, don't be fucking up, man. We done paid you good money for this.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
I gotta stop moving.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make the jack fall.
You keep that goddamn jack steady. You hear me, you son of a bitch? You keep that goddamn jack steady.
I'll be cranking the shit out of that motherfucking car. All right. My motherfucking car. What the fuck? I ain't even here. All right. Go ahead.
Why do you care?
You gonna do
what?
He gonna do what to the car?
He gonna jack the motherfucker up and try to flip you over. That's what he gonna do.
I'm out here freezing, changing y'all motherfucking flag. Y'all banging back some fuck.
This is what you get paid to do. Ain't nobody talking with you nothing different.
Yeah, all right.
You ain't shit.
No.
Why you gonna hate
y'all
on that
keep
butt?
Moving.
Play
this motherfucker
right.
Gonna fall. Excuse me, ma'am, sir.
I can see him kicking at the jack right now. It's about to fall.
That might be a nice pound, though. If during the right stroke, the car drop. That might be a nice stroke. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Not if I drop that motherfucker. Got y'all 6 feet in there. Y'all don't know what's going on. Got y'all 6 feet in there and just drop you. Boom. Yeah, how that feel? My bad.
You know you can't get nowhere in the world with that type of thinking, right? You can't do shit like that.
I'm just saying, I told y'all to stop moving.
I mean, dog, I'm fucking. Why is you getting mad? Because I'm fucking.
Because I'm not. I'm out
here
with a cold chain
of your motherfucking car. Why don't you ask to join rather than motherfucking shaking and hemming up the car and shit? Just ask you join in. They might be down for that.
I ain't giving him shit. Yeah, tip, motherfucker.
I mean, I didn't say he was going to get it, but I mean, you know, cold mouth don't get fed.
I can hear him now. I can hear Father Ty now. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap.
Wait a minute.
Tap, tap, tap. Hey, man, I was just wondering if you needed some help up in there. Hey, man, get your punk ass back over there and finish jacking this goddamn car.
Oh, that's how you gonna play me, huh, bro?
Damn right, Molly Mo, what's happening?
What's up?
We're gonna be upside down.
How everybody doing?
Molly, she on here. She trying to hide.
Who's trying to hide? Mr. Lightful?
Yep.
What about that?
I put my picture up. I put a picture up.
What'd the Lightful do?
I
think it's about what you didn't do.
Hey, Mom, like, tell us not a goddamn girl. Thing.
Not a damn thing.
Oh, my God. Tonight. Look, right hand. I got you. I ain't got no bows, but I got some ribbons. I ain't got no bows. I ain't want to buy no wrapping paper. That's why I've been waiting for the special photo op. I got you, though.
Girl, I don't give a damn if it was a bow. I don't give a damn if it's some pencils, some garland. I don't give a damn if it's a napkin. I don't give a shit.
Did she tell you the same shit last week? She got you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't. No, I said it was going to be worth the wait. I did not give a timeline. I just said it was going to be worth the wait. That is my specific word. But from what I see on the site, I mean, y'all got plenty of shit to look at. They've been going hard. I don't see no men on there, though. I ain't seen no penises, no chests, no nice firm asses, no nothing. But y'all still complaining about a picture that I ain't took yet.
I'm gonna tell you right now, any motherfucker that put any man that put his nice firm ass on that will be deleted.
Yeah, he get
That's a foul
right there.
It ain't about you.
Exactly. Hey, I'm gonna take a picture of my ass and put on
there.
Oh, no,
I'm telling
you, I can't take that one. Marley.
It's
lotion,
dude. We don't
want to
scratch
it. That is,
baby.
They said firm. Hey, they said firm, not Mr. Furley. It's a difference.
I know how to tighten up my ass muscles.
All right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make sure you get out the shower.
Wait a minute. Don't you ever get on national radio and say that again. Because that just got, oh, yeah, Lord. He just in the bathroom. He get out the shower. He just in the mirror.
I got bought my daughter's selfie stick.
I'm about to have my daughter take the picture. Marley, you get your murdered ass off of here.
Hey, baby, come here.
Baby, I thought that's what it was.
I thought he said, hey, I got my daughter take the picture. No, Marley. You can't.
No, I got my daughter's selfie stick.
You just bought that. That's your stick right there, Dad. You just bought that. Merry Christmas. He did what? Oh, no. Hell no.
Mama, they took pictures of his ass.
Maybe I thought I had a boy back there. That's going to be your excuse. I thought I had a boy back there. I was trying to see.
Yeah.
Right. Tell your wife.
What the fuck you got the baby oil on this for? What the baby oil for, Marley? What is the baby oil for?
Oh, shit.
Do I? Wait a minute. Do I smell baby powder? What the fuck, mother? What is you in here doing? He that baby powder the nut that got oil on his ass. Oh, Lord. Oh.
My ass bowling ball slick.
Your wife from there. Who you getting dressed up for?
Yeah, what are you doing this shit for?
Right. And then he come get in the bed. He come get in the bed sliding off the seat. And he got baby oil of air, baby powder on his ass.
That's the slipperiest thing ever when y'all both put on baby oil. Oh, my God.
That shit is fun as hell with the plastic sheet.
That,
oh, my God. I had a ball.
So fun. Yes. Yeah, I should try
with
it.
Baby oil and plastic.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you lay the shower,
right,
turn down over the bed, and you start the bed up with oil, and you flip and flat.
I never done that before. I'm about to try that shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I put it wrong, twist the ankle, I'm suing y'all.
Look, play at your own risk. Play at your own risk.
Exactly. Hey, Bobby just slid off the bed.
I slid off the bed. I was trying to get away and slid right off the side of that motherfucker. I'm not bullshitting.
You know it. Oh.
I put the little bubble locks up on there for Marley. Marley's staring off that motherfucker. Oh, Lord.
The bumper guard.
Oh,
it's
a little peanut. Yeah. See, if
I can't see
that,
man.
No,
I'm too busy.
You die. He's going to try to stand up on the bed. He's going to try to stand up and do some King Kong shit. Beat on his chest and fly right the fuck off. Don't call that blessed yet.
Say, girl, I'm about to slide right on in, girl. Watch this.
I'm gonna get a run and start and do like that slip and slide. I'm sliding right here.
Oh
shit. Y'all got too raunchy. Mike done hung up. Oh Lord, know what the next coming about. I'm going back to 106.
That's why they can't come on my house. They gonna fuck my house up with them.
That oil and powder all over the fucking place.
They got baby powder and baby oil all over the goddamn place.
And I give you a taste out my house.
Yeah.
This shit ain't coming out. This shit ain't coming out.
You gotta stand up his good sheets. You ain't right.
I can see the life will knocking on his door. He looking at the security guard. He pointing at him. Get up. Get up. Get in trouble. Get up. She did not call when she came over here.
Why I gotta be the life? Damn shame.
Oh shit, they ain't let Janine through the gate. Your name? Are you from City?
Yeah.
It's strict orders that you're not allowed here.
Yeah.
they got my picture up at the gate with the security guard.
Hell yeah, you on the bottom list
that
ain't even
paid it. Y'all are funny.
Oh, goodness.
Y'all done made Mike hang up. Mike said, man, fuck this. I gotta go.
Y'all too long.
Y'all fellas need to take Mike out for a night to the strip club or something, because he ain't had nothing since he lived in that. I mean, for real. Y'all need to take him out on us. You know what happens in Vegas?
That's how you know
Vegas,
he didn't
have
none.
That could be. That could
he
be
did. What do you mean? He told the whole show he ain't had none.
That's a 40
yeah, he said he
ain't
had
none.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jail fucking with Mike.
There you go,
I refuse to go to jail fucking with Mike. I'm not going to jail
fucking
with Mike.
He'd be like the Chinese man on Hangover.
It just popped in my head. It just popped in my head, dog.
What?
I got it.
What?
The sex scene. The life
of
my Lord.
The life
of
my
Lord. The life of
uh-huh.
That,
a lot of baby powder and oil.
That ain't no, that ain't much of a sex thing, but okay.
I can see that.
Off, man.
Hey, wait a minute. No, dog. I can see Mike that. The life was laying all across the bed. Mike cut with it. Mike got the baby oil in the bowl. He pouring on her. She gets to screaming and yelling. I get. He gonna look at me like, oh, I guess I should have put it in the microwave, huh? That's the
you get it all warm.
Oh,
my God.
I
just
want
y'all to know y'all are not
funny. What they trying to do? Some, trying to do
that hot
some damn hog balls?
Is
that right?
You know, hey. I'm going to pour that damn hot-ass baby oil on. It's going to sound like she fried chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, now. See, I ate it.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby oil Crisco. What the hell?
What you got in the Crisco? I can hear Mike that. Well, I was out of baby oil, so
yeah,
what sure. I did is I went back to Crisco and I put it in a little, so in a milk, I put it in a skillet.
I suggest somebody yell cut because that thing gonna
that's
get real ugly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they'll be able to have 6 degree burns on your ass.
Yeah, see it.
Oh boy, that's
something else, boy. Mm. Coconut oil or some shit, some substitute.
He still. Hey, Mike do it like his old lady, like his mama. Mike still got lard. I have to cook the lard.
Smell like pork chops.
Boy, I was thinking that motherfucking lard hit her ass, you hear that sizzling, you see that? You talking about she slid off that bed the first time.
No, he didn't use that.
Boy.
He didn't use that old grease that they keep in the bucket. Man, he got chicken
pieces.
Oh,
yeah,
he got
that fish grease.
He got chicken pieces. That chicken grease. He got pieces all in.
No, you got to use the old fish grease. They got that. They got the little balance left there. That's the bottom. Hey, they got the life of man on the ground. The EMT talking about
y'all are
not fish.
Funny.
What is this? Somebody cooking fish?
Yeah, this is 2 years ago. Yeah,
well, damn, ain't no point in me sitting on that damn Vicky C. Might as well not go over there.
For your mama.
You're going to be literally burning.
You know what, Father Time? I heard that shit. Shut up.
I'm
just saying, fucking with Mike.
Oh,
well, yeah.
He's talking about turning up.
I actually see Mike stuttering and bagging up in a corner somewhere. Mama said this not right. I see him as like a Forrest Gump.
Mike said, shit, you motherfucker ain't coming over here. Yeah, security right there at the gate.
You know what, man? Next time I come up there, man, I'm going to search Mike out, dog. I'm going to go kick it with Mike.
Shit. Why you think you in that damn house? They probably would.
Sit there playing that motherfucking Xbox all day. Mike don't drink. So what you gonna get to? Who you gonna get turned up with?
Oh, he don't drink?
Nah.
Oh, I can't.
You don't drink. You don't
fuck
smoke.
With him, man.
So, as soon as you think you better like one of them new boys, it's gonna be a problem. I Father Time, hey man, security right outside. You cannot be smoking in here.
Yeah.
Can I go outside? Can I go outside on the porch? I just told you security outside. Man, I ain't about to get kicked out for you.
Yeah, he's snitching. Yeah, he's snitching right off.
Oh,
right off the bat, he's snitching.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right, man.
You sound just like that.
That shit make my throat hurt and sound like that.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, Lord, y'all is stupid.
Yo, we stupid.
Hey,
y'all.
Man, y'all stupid. Y'all make sure y'all bring this energy tomorrow night, man.
Just
I got a PSI. Next Tuesday is our last Tuesday show, y'all.
All right.
So y'all got to start bringing this energy to Wednesdays. We just sat back and kicked it. And I'm telling you, everybody had to have a good ass time the last 30 minutes because it was number 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need that energy. We need that energy on Wednesdays, y'all. For real.
So it's just gonna be a one night a week show.
Yeah. We just focusing on Wednesday.
Okay.
But we need y'all to bring the energy. Just like y'all brought the energy tonight, man. We need that energy on Wednesdays. Straight up.
Well, y'all gotta understand too. Wednesdays we finna Wednesday's finna get totally revamped. I mean, we finna go back to what made us what got us here. We finna go back to the chronicles, the spoken words, the pranks. We going back for the whole nine, y'all. We finna have us some fun with this shit, y'all. Matter of fact, tomorrow we got some spoken words that we gonna air, some new ones that we gonna air tomorrow. So you know what I'm saying? We gonna get down. We gonna get our sexy on. Wednesdays we getting our sexy back on the Wednesday. So, Marley, we're going to have them ready. Marley, tomorrow, no spoken words, we're going to have them ready to go to CNCityRadioShow.com and post. We're going to have them ready.
All right, get them.
After they get to listen to them, we're going to have them ready. So, go. Now get your lard ready, Marley, because we're going to zap some of these motherfuckers.
Olive oil and coconut oil. You know what I'm saying? Do it. You're going to do it.
Well, I thought it was organic.
It's
organic shit.
Right,
there
with
we go.
The pH balance.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, it don't matter when they like fire on that ass. It ain't going to matter.
Yeah. Alkaline. Everything going to be alkaline.
Oh, Lord.
All right, man, let's get up out of here.
All right, y'all. Let's get up out of here. Jadane, what you got for us? Any last words for us, baby?
Yes. It was a good show. Good talking with everybody. Good laughs. I'll be on here tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Molly Mall.
All right, nice talking to y'all. I most definitely will call in tomorrow. And get in with the laughs, you know what I'm saying? I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace,
oh, Marley, you must be saying my picture. Marley, you must be saying my picture.
Oh, I'm about to go in there right now.
Okay.
Right now. As soon as this motherfucker gets talking with his meeting, I'm going right on the side.
Marley, I think you will be impressed. I really do.
All right.
Yeah, I'm right. Hey, can y'all hurry up and get this meeting over, man?
Yeah, hurry up and get it over with, yes.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
All right, Delightful.
I holla.
That's what's up. All right, big dog.
Hey, Delightful, tell them old-ass people to take their asses to bed. The hell they doing up this late anyway?
She was trying to escape. She was going to lose her job and her kids. And she had to go. She wasn't trying to stay there.
Yeah, right, but you got to remember, you on the goddamn on radio show.
See, what had happened was is I had the phone in my hand, and I was trying to get her away from the door when I unmuted the phone. It was an accident. Damn.
Put all ass in the sleeper. Sure, take her ass back in that room. Go to sleep, bitch. Go to sleep.
Ooh, y'all so foul. I mean, it never work at the place y'all just mean.
I'm
finna go
in
this house and take
home.
These pictures. Let me go get on my job so I can quit hearing about this shit.
That's what's up. All right, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet tomorrow night, Gansonville Radio. Hey, y'all got to call early tomorrow, man, because the spoken word is on point. I'm not really a spoken word type guy, but these motherfuckers are on point. If I like them, the motherfuckers on point. Like, that's all I'm saying. Thank you. God bless. Good night.
All right, y'all. FanCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up. Peace.